This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Take a deep breath now, as Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen are at it. The items we are going to discuss during this portion of our program is called the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits, the stories that Talkers Magazine has come up with for us to talk about. And most of them I'm about to say talk about again, because that's kind of what's going on here. I choose to bounce around the story list, the people list. And so, Jennifer, with your permission, I'm going to focus on your favorite person in the political world anyway. I know he's not your favorite person all around, but Donald Trump, number one this week again. The legal battles continue. He pled not guilty in the Georgia criminal case. His efforts to overturn, so they say, the 2020 election. So he waived an in-person arraignment. What does that mean? Waived.
You don't have to be there for your arraignment. You just, I think, probably submit in writing what you're pleading.
Send an email?
Yeah. Skywriting, actually.
It's unorthodox,
but it's there.
Yeah.
Well, and so, also this week, I mean, a couple of other things, too. So, yes, the not guilty plea was a big story. But Brad Raffensperger, who's Secretary of State in Georgia, not necessarily a Trump fan, offered some testimony today saying, or not today, this week, saying that that while his call, I think it was something I'm paraphrasing here, while his call was unorthodox and extraordinary, the call from Trump when he was going, I need, you know, there's 11,000 votes we think we have that are missing. So while it was unorthodox and extraordinary, that it wasn't, he wasn't asking basically to break the law. Now, he is not a Trump person. This is somebody who's actually been pretty critical of Trump, but I don't know if this blows up the prosecution's case that Trump was trying to buy vote, look around and try to get those votes. I don't know. We'll see how that all happens. But the judge in the case said that they want to start the trial in New York on election engineering and collusion like 2 days before Super Tuesday. So I don't know how that's all going to work out.
There's a fiasco.
Was totally coincidental.
Oh, of course, yes. Speaking of justice or judges, Clarence Thomas has once again muddied the waters around him. He formally disclosed all of these flights and trips and real estate deals that he had with this guy, Harlan Crowe. So who is Harlan Crowe? It's not, everybody knows, I think, who Clarence Thomas is. I hope that's the case. I've not ever been a fan of Thomas, but you are, or you have been anyway. But more important to the story, I think, people don't know who Harlan Crowe is and why he would do this. Why would he, because unless he's going to have a case that's tried before the Supreme Court, there's really nothing in it for him, or at least on the surface
right.
It would
well,
seem
a lot of people
nothing
say anymore. They're just friends, that it's not like some sort of crazy thing, but at the same time, even if you have a relationship that is friends or former business associates or whatever, you still have to disclose that stuff that you receive. And so maybe that's where the waters were muddy with Clarence Thomas. But this week he came out and disclosed the private trips that he took with Harlan Crowe, who is a really rich guy. He's a real estate developer guy, and he's got like billions of dollars.
Trammell Crowe is the name of his company. He's a real estate guy. Has a lot of real estate in Washington and Washington suburbs, too, by the way, that he and his family. So anyway, I just sometimes wonder what there is about relationships that cause people to want to do things like that. And I would think if he had any common sense that people would be suspicious about it and he'd not do it or do it, I don't know, in another, he could be crooked in another way, but not so open about it. It is, I don't know, just seems kind of sticky. All right, let's very quickly, excuse me, because this really isn't part of the situation. Well, number seven is about crime and the whole business on the attack, the plotting to attack the Capitol, the Proud Boys. So the leader, I guess there were a couple of leaders This guy got 17 years in the slammer this week. And then you wonder...
We're letting murderers out.
California's an obscene. Well, but this is a... we know this is political to a point. And so here you can't mess around with the government. You can't do things on the Capitol that are considered illegal. And some of the things that did happen were really not right, Jennifer. I mean, the protest, I'm all for protesting. I've participated and would participate.
There are just so many questions about what happened that day and about why the National Guard wasn't there, and that was Nancy Pelosi's decision to turn it down, why it took 71 minutes for the Capitol Police, the head of the Capitol Police, to get any answer from Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell's, or excuse me, Chuck Schumer's office at the time.
Mm.
Nobody was responding. And so then you have to wonder, did they want this to happen?
Uh-huh.
Did they think this was going to be an albatross around the neck of Trump? You have people who are agitators and the crowd. I mean, it's just, it smells funny. And even
lots of questions, not a lot of answers.
Did everything that we think, were the Black Lives Matter protesters treated the same way over the summer when they were burning things down? Nope. Mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't the same because it wasn't in the Capitol. That would be the answer.
But there were federal buildings that were being burned down. So under the law, it is the same.
Excuse me, my allergies are at it again. All right, so... The Ron DeSantis, the whole business presidential race number two this week on the story list. And so Ron DeSantis is way behind Trump. And that is not only in terms of popularity, the polling, but in terms of money. They need $50 million to catch up, so they said. So there's a super PAC that has made an urgent plea to donors. I think DeSantis is done. I thought he was done before any of this happened. But the thing about campaign money, at the same time, Donald Trump had about $50 million in his campaign chest, but he spent it all on lawyers, and now the coffers are empty. So now who pays for the lawyers would be the question. You think people are getting wise to the fact they don't like it that Trump's spending the money?
I don't know. If they are, he made $20 million since the beginning of August and $7 million since he showed up and did his mugshot in Georgia. So if they're getting wise now, they're not really showing it.
But all that money has gone to his legal defense.
Right.
There's something that seems fishy about that. It just doesn't seem right to me. Anyway, maybe nobody cares.
Well, you don't have to donate, but a lot of his supporters feel that he's being persecuted.
I am not. Yeah, I get that.
To donate.
Yeah, get that. Okay, let's see. What else have we got here that is on the top of our minds? Mitch McConnell's health is number 8 this week. The attending physician called that says that McConnell's clear, medically clear to work, but he froze up again at another news conference. So what does that mean? This sounds like a bunch of, you know, baloney. McConnell wants to run again, too, right? Isn't he on the...
that was the question by the reporters. So he was standing out there talking to reporters. Everything seemed fine. And one person said, are you running again in 2020, you know, in 2026 or 20, whatever he's up. And Mitch McConnell just stopped. And then his aide goes, Senator, are you running again for reelection? He stopped. I mean, it was really hard to watch. It was about 30 seconds of just...
Very awkward.
A blank stare. He was looking around. And what I thought struck me about it is that his aide did not seem,
it was a surprise
at all. It was, if somebody froze up around you, I would probably, grab their shoulder. Are you okay? Mitch, hello.
Is he 82? How old is he?
I don't even know. He's in his 80s. But it's not even the age so much. It's the health status. And if this is happening, Mitch McConnell was known as the strategist, right? The guy who was always thinking, whether you liked him or not, because I've taken issue with him a few times.
Mm-hmm.
But he was always known for thinking 10 steps ahead. He was the one who always engineered these things. And now to have him standing up there just stumped when someone asked about reelection, it's just sad. It's not probably the way he wants to be remembered, to be sure.
Well, I think there are a lot of questions that ought to be asked, and people, this should be part of the national discussion, America's aging leaders and the fact that they don't seem to be clued in on a lot of things. We can all point to the embarrassment when Zuckerberg was it just Zuckerberg? A bunch of people from the various social media sites were testifying in Congress. These clowns were asking him how to turn their iPhone on or whatever other foolish stuff. So when you look at President Biden, who's 80, even Trump, who's 77, you look at Dianne Feinstein, who's 90, and look at what's going on with her.
Even the younger ones, like John Fetterman, who are just in ill health, because I don't want to make it an ages thing. Chuck Grassley, love him, is, you know, probably 114, but he's still with it. You can hear
him. Yeah, he is with it. Yeah,
you know,
he's fine. Yeah.
So it really has to do with where you are medically and where the families are in this. I mean, how do people look at their loved ones and go, this is great?
Not great. Yeah,
no.
Not at all. So I was looking at the three senators who are likely, although McConnell probably put up a fight, to replace him, all of them named John. Every news media outlet that you look at, they go, oh, they're all named John. John Thune, John Cornyn, and John Barrasso. I know about Thune and Cornyn. I don't know anything about Barrasso. Do you know
him? He's from Wyoming, I think. He's also the one
What's his story?
When Mitch froze, he might be a doctor, I think. Mitch froze the first time, Mitch McConnell, he was the one who was like, he jumped in. Are you okay, Mitch? Let's get you out of here. And he kind of walked him off. So he knows, and Cornyn, of course, and Thune would all like to replace him as the majority leader. They all kind of run in the same crowd, but
no, they do. All right.
I think they're more of the swampy Republicans than they are kind of like the fighter Republicans.
So. Okay, the swampy. They might be the ones that I like versus the ones that you like who aren't swampy.
Do you love Mitch McConnell? I didn't think you did.
No, I don't like Mitch McConnell at all. No, I think he's long since outlived his usefulness, shall we say. And that's not about age. It's just about his attitude. He's one of those. He's like most of them, as a matter of fact. They've been there too long. They're too arrogant. They have too much power, too much control, too much influence. And it ought not to be the one person makes up his mind or her mind to do something a certain way. And that's the way it's done. It's not the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be a collaboration of people and ideas and stuff. And with guys like that, there's no collaboration whatsoever. My way or the highway. Speaking of that, we'll hit the highway for a few moments here. It's 18 after.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors, with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Car Pro News. Here's Laura Reynolds.
When I told AAA's Greg Brannon that Hertz wants 25% of its rental fleet to be electric, he told me Hertz is a great way to find out if you want an EV parked in your driveway.
That's a great way for someone that's interested in an electric vehicle to get some experience with it, and not that just that test drive where you're all enamored with the whiz-bang technology and they take you on a 3-mile loop and, you know, you spend $70,000 afterwards. But rent one for a couple of days or a week or a couple of weeks and, you know, spend some time with it and see how it fits into your life. Try charging it at home. Try charging it in public. Try driving it to work. See what your range is. You know, there's a lot of things to consider. Both the heat and the cold all have impacts on it. And there's a lot of things to consider. And it's an excellent way for people to get either comfortable or decide that an EV is not for them. So I'm happy that Hertz is going on that path.
With today's auto news, I'm Laura Reynolds.
Car buying sucks, but not with CarPro.com. Let's listen in.
Okay, Rick, you ready?
Yeah, hey, how about we use the theme song from Friends? You know, I'll be...
Okay, I do.
How about Lean on Me? That's what friends are for? Fine, I'll just read this. Go to CarPro.com to meet your CarPro friend today. They'll prove to you that car buying doesn't have to suck.
Wait, can we say that?
Absolutely.
CarPro.com. You now have a friend in the car buying business, and it doesn't suck, and it's free.
CarPro.com.
Wow. Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Social media time at 23 after the hour. Every hour of our Good Day program, we focus on social media items, trending, gossipy things. But I thought we'd spend a minute here, Jennifer, talking about a claim that social media videos pushing conspiracy theories. And this, the latest one is that blue items do not seem to get into stories like the Maui wildfires. In other words, only blue items survive the Maui wildfires, and lasers don't impact that color, suggesting the island is actually hit by an energy weapon attack.
Yeah. Well, you know what else has been going around? That Oprah Winfrey set the fires.
Well, she's not popular because she seems to be buying a lot of land, and the natives don't like that.
They don't want you coming there and, you know, outsiders essentially buying everything up or the big corporations. But I still find it hard to believe, maybe I'm wrong, that Oprah Winfrey was wandering around town with a book of matches and some newspaper. I don't know. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah. I don't see that happening either. No.
But there are a lot of conspiracy theories that fly on the web. And here's the thing. The government does not help itself because the government is not forthright with people, as you might know. I don't think I'm breaking any news here. The government does not tell us honestly what's happening. They try to hide things from us. And all of that lack of transparency feeds conspiracy theorists because in some cases, there are people who are called conspiracy theorists who ended up just being truth tellers because the conspiracy ended up being true.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything is so wild right now.
All right. Comments from social media, our listeners. One of the questions we asked this week at Good Day Networks was your take. We're interested in your take on the issues that the things going on with Mitch McConnell. Let's put it that way. Cheryl writes, he needs to step down. His handlers are doing him a grave disservice by allowing him to proceed. Have the courage to say what needs to be said. Deb Bell said, we voted in John Fetterman and Joe Biden. Neither of them are capable. Hard to take politics out of a question when you have ill people and elderly continually getting voted in. I just don't understand the benefits to the American people for politicians to stay at the helm until they die. This is where it becomes less of service to the country and more power and greed. I think there's very little, ma'am, of service to the country going on, very little of that at the moment. Rick Markell writes, I think someone should be working on a fix in the background. Term and age limits, all that stuff has to change. Carrie Morgan writes, I'm with the seizure stroke line of thinking. I'm not a physician, but I've been a caretaker for my elderly father. I get this guy a doc. Dennis Dakota, term limits, age limits, he writes. Michael Durer says, it's our own fault. We the people are to blame. We should do better with whom we elect. Stop looking to the government to solve our problems. I think this guy's got the best answer of any of them. Yeah. Let's solve our own problems. We're supposed to be governed. This reminds me of
the people.
Yeah, right. It reminds me of the old adage, you get the government you deserve, frankly. Christine Miller writes, one of the news journalists on Newsmax mentioned that he fell in March or May and had a concussion. Well, I think we all knew that.
Yeah, that was right? True. Yep.
Nothing new there.
Okay, so one of the other questions that we had in our social media box here at Good Day Networks, all of our social media handles are the same no matter where you're going to, Facebook, all of them. It's at Good Day Networks. What stories have you been paying attention to this week? Donald Trump says the hurricane. Huh?
Wait, Donald Trump says the hurricane?
Oh, sorry, it's Donald Donald Trapp is this guy's name, not Donald Trump. I've heard that quickly. Let's see here. John says
Hurricane Dahlia. That was a big story this week.
Yeah, it is. It's in the top 10 story list here. Jenny Wheeler says the hurricane. Yep. Fred Shirley says the cornhole leader. What is that? I don't even know what that is.
Oh,
you know
maybe like the sport cornhole? That's fun.
That one. All right. Here we are. Some of your comments. Thank you. This is the Talk Radio Review at 28 after the...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Idalia isn't ready to head out to sea just yet. Parts of eastern North Carolina are experiencing flash floods, and the South Santee River is under a tropical storm warning all the way to the North Carolina-Virginia state line. Idalia is expected to move out into the Atlantic Ocean later today. Former President Donald Trump is being accused of greatly overstating his net worth on financial disclosure forms. Scott Pringle has more.
New York Attorney General Letitia James filed court papers Wednesday alleging that Trump's net worth was between $800 million and $2.2 billion less each year for a decade. This is part of a civil lawsuit where James argues that because Trump allegedly lied on financial forms, the Trump Organization got better loans. James is seeking sanctions that would hurt the Trump Organization's operations in the state. Trump has called the case a witch hunt. A trial is set for October.
This is USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day. It's now 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, a beloved member of the tribe, if you will, the Doug tribe, the Good Day tribe. So she and I are going through the charts, the information that's at talkers.com and also gooddayshow.com. Every week, post these stories, talk about the people. I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around the fact, excuse me, that it's already September. Hello? Huh? You know, maybe you're taking a break.
Well, are you putting up your Christmas tree this week, or are you
going to... Right, that's it. Certainly, the Halloween, if you go to like a CVS...
Oh, yeah.
The candy, the Halloween stuff is all... It's ridiculous.
Pumpkin season started a couple weeks ago. Remember Starbucks launched the pumpkin spice latte?
Right.
Like it.
Yeah.
That's how you know fall's coming right.
Dunkin' Donuts, the same thing. Yeah, all of that stuff. Anyway, so now I'm going to go back a little bit to those people who are running presidential races. Number two, why was there before I get into Ramaswamy? Why was there a discussion about the 14th Amendment? and the theory. What? How did you attack Jennifer? Not only here on the Good Day program, but also morning host, most popular radio host in Los Angeles. She does the Morning Answer on Carol A every morning. So, what did? How did you handle the 14th Amendment? That theory, the discussion about it.
Well, we didn't, actually.
Oh, there you go.
We had no idea, but I guess, and I just did a quick search, because sometimes the mainstream news media goes down roads that we don't go on, but they're trying to figure out if the 14th Amendment disqualifies Trump from the ballot because they want to call him an insurrectionist.
Ah, okay.
So another way to disqualify him, you know, they were trying to take him off the ballot, and I think this was part of the argument of Chris Sununu up in New Hampshire and a couple of other states, and there was a big loss in court this week because they were trying to keep him off the ballot in New Hampshire. They thought that was going to be a tactic, and the judge was like, no. So he's going to be on the ballot. Now you just decide you're going to vote for him or not. That's it.
You know, it's there's this business about me thinks thou dost protest too much.
Right.
Although Trump thrives on it. Trump seems to be, his energy is endless.
Can you imagine if this kind of stuff they threw at him, they threw at you? All the things they said, all the court. I mean, I would
get a lot of energy,
the house
yeah.
again. I know. Uh-huh. I mean, I literally think I would crawl up and just be like, nobody find me ever again.
Yeah.
I'd go to Burning Man. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I just don't, I don't know. It just makes you wonder why they fight so hard to get him out of the way. And the question like that is why I support him so strongly.
Yeah.
Why don't they want him to leave?
Is he somebody's, he is, you never hear much about him as, I'm trying to find the real Donald Trump here someplace. Like he's a grandfather. You never see him with his grandchildren.
Oh,
you never
sure
see him.
You do.
Oh, you do? I've never seen a picture of him with his grandchildren.
Oh, my gosh. My favorite thing is if you go on Instagram and you follow either Donald Trump Jr. or you follow Eric Trump or Ivanka, they post the cutest pictures. In fact, the day that he went to, I think it might have been Atlanta, one of the places he had to get on the plane to go turn himself in, they showed his little grandkid. He's sitting there holding his grandkid. They're playing a bunch of little pictures. It's the cutest thing.
I don't think I've ever seen any of those pictures.
Well, you probably aren't on Instagram following the Trump.
No, I'm probably not.
If you are, there you'd see them.
There it is, yeah.
You can't trust the mainstream media to show you those pictures.
You can't trust social media either.
Well,
you can't. Who do you trust is the question.
Well, maybe, you know, AI, I don't know, but it seemed legit. How about that?
Yeah, I get that. The reason I brought it up is because next weekend is grandparents' weekend, grandparents' day, and that's what made me think about Trump and whether, you know, the bond. I have really strong bond with my two grandchildren. And
my grandparents.
But I didn't really, well, I knew my grandfather on my mother's side and my grandmother on my mother's side. My father was an orphan, so I didn't have any of that on that side of the family. It's kind of neat. Anyway, just something to think about as we go into this next week. All right, I mentioned Ramaswamy. I saw a story this week that basically tried to compare him to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And the way in which they were comparing him, those of you who, I'm talking about Vivek Ramaswamy, who is running for president, he's gotten a lot of attention for the 2024 GOP. Now, he knows he's not going to get, he might get a job out of it if Trump, because I think Trump likes him. He says he likes Ramaswamy and Scott, so maybe there's a job there. But there are people who are doing the, Snopes, or I never believe that that was any more than another angle, just another way. It's kind of like Bill O'Reilly says he's in the no spin zone, and that's all it is spin. So the Snopes thing is supposed to be, you know, that's supposed to get to the bottom of the real facts.
Truth.
Yeah, exactly.
See it. Dot.
So Ramaswamy and Trump have been compared in their habit of distorting the facts or the truth. And as I said, and I continue to say,
give me a break. They're all distorting the facts and the truth.
Right. Yeah, but it isn't the difference. In your mind, how do you differentiate between the truth and facts?
Because, I would like that. First of all, I trust my gut. inherently. And second of all, I go to a multitude of sources. I mean, every single day. Do you know how much media I consume from different places? And I feel like once you do that, then somewhere in the middle is where the truth is, because no one is telling you the truth, in air quotes, anymore.
No.
So you have to go to local news.
I have 14 or 15 different sources that I use.
Yeah, you have to. I know you do it, too.
I
mean, I'm constantly looking at liberal sources, conservative sources, what people consider, you know, that are trying to be mainstream. And then somewhere in the middle, if you educate yourself, you kind of feel like, okay, all three of these sources say this. This must be true. You know, you kind of plunk it out. So I don't know. I mean, for people who don't have the appetite to really study and do their research, I don't know how you know.
Well, most people don't. They will take what's easy. You know, they're not in the business of news. They don't have a column on their computer that says, news for you. Yeah, the news. Okay, let's see here. Number 7, go back to crime for a moment as an example of this problem that we have in our country. The story from Indiana.
Not a problem. We don't have a crime problem.
Oh, okay. That sounds California calling.
Well, I was listening to the mayor of Los Angeles this week and the mayor of Chicago. If you heard these are some gems. A
couple of BSers, yeah.
The mayor of Chicago now has said that he wants to look into Kia and Honda and sue them because they are making their cars desirable to steal. So they have so many car thefts in Chicago. Instead of dealing with the people who are stealing the cars,
out of control,
they want to go and sue Kia and Honda. If that's not a sign of the times, I don't know. And then our mayor, Karen Bass, in Los Angeles, in the city I live, we've been having a lot of smash and grab crimes. You've probably seen the footage on TV. She goes on television and says the city is mostly safe and that it's just the media that's blowing it up.
Particularly
the conservative media. And I'm like, counting myself in Los Angeles, there's probably two of us. That's just about it.
It's your fault, Jennifer. Damn you. Okay, come after you. All right, number 7, the focus on crime. A fellow from Indiana sentenced to 60 years in prison for the killing of his neighbor over a dispute regarding the placement of the victim's belongings. He was cleaning out his garage, and he put some things over the line, the property line, like 6 inches. And this idiot, this guy's name is Randy Small, he was found guilty of murdering the 70-year-old guy whose only transgression was that he was taking things out of his house to move them, to get rid of them, and he placed some of the boxes on this other guy's land. And so this guy comes out of the house with his gun, get your stuff off my land. And before this goes back, this took place in September of 2021.
These are people who have no regard for human life.
Crazy. Out of the out of your minds. And these are the ones that people always point at, you know, when he talks about the gun stuff, gun control, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
But you know what? It's at that point, I would just say we have got a real crazy person problem. And I don't know if it's
desensitizing
people or, you know, appeasing people, not wanting to point out strange, odd behavior. But man, oh, man, it's not normal to get so angry at your neighbor you go over and just knock them off.
It's simply not normal to do that with your wife or your husband or
your husband.
Right, exactly. All right, number 6 this week on the countdown is the story of Hurricane Idalia. The story is more what it wasn't than what it was.
Well, thank goodness.
You know, it wasn't, and that's the same thing with you the week before, the big hurricane that blew into Southern California. It was a big dud. It was nothing. It was like rain and wind. Okay, so what? The news media, again, scaring the hell out of everybody. Now, some would say, well, it's better to be prepared than not. I don't know. I'm looking at this picture of the tree, though, in front of the governor's mansion.
Yeah, that notch right over there. That's a huge tree.
That's a big tree. I had a tree like that fall over in my front yard.
And there was a lot of water. I'm sure there are people who are still kind of drying out. I mean, there was a lot of water they showed rising up in the streets. The storm surge seemed to be the worst part of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just find all of this stuff. The headline or the spokesperson for the governor said, oh, we're all fine. Don't worry about us. Like you were the only ones in the world that had anything going on. All right. I didn't do this on the Food, Farm, and Family Report, which we have every day. For those of you who listen to this program and don't hear the Good Day Show every week, if you listen to it on the weekend when it's broadcast around the country, we have a section in the Good Day program called the Food, Farm, and Family Report. And for whatever the reason, I saw this earlier in the week, secondary story for the countdown. All these bees. Did you see this story? 5 million bees.
Oh, that escaped, right?
Fell off a truck in Toronto. And as that happened, back to AM radio and how fabulous it is, the news alerts, it was kind of like the early, distant early warning sign. The radio immediately, when the police called to say, you better put out an alert for people on this highway, people
it was
were
all the buzz.
Told to close their windows because the bees were everywhere.
You missed and my joke.
It was the buzz?
It was all the buzz.
It was all the buzz. Yeah, I did get that. Thank you very much. Anyway.
It's hard to crack a smile around this place.
No, that's not, we specialize in that. You were here long enough to know that that's kind of, I'd rather, if I had the choice, and I say this very lovingly, and hopefully everybody understands it the same, here's what I'm saying in real terms. I've been on the radio for a long time. I've been doing the Good Day program, starting in October, 88 to 2000, I'm sorry, my 35th year, longest running syndicated program in the country. And if it were up to me, I would screw off all the time.
I know. No kidding.
There'd be nothing serious, no discussions about anything other than, maybe stuff like this. And then what happens when the bees come after you?
Criticism stings, Doug.
Yes, thank you, Jennifer. It's 48. See, that's why she's here. But 48 after.
Hey, you know what I don't get? Why is that company always telling you to just do what? What is it? To just look like everybody else? Or maybe just pay way too much for your shoes? Well, Skechers, we know what we want you to do. Just slip in. That's right. Just slip in. To do hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Because we think once you're trying to pair Skechers slip-ins, you're not going to want to just do anything else. Why? Because slip-ins are the easiest, most comfortable shoes ever. You don't have to bend down to put them on. You don't even have to touch them. Heck, your hands can be folded. You can just step right into them and go. They're that easy and comfortable. So what are the secrets behind Skechers slip-ins? It's like they have an invisible built-in shoehorn so your foot slides right into place. Then our heel pillow technology keeps your foot comfy and secure. And slip-ins are for the whole family, men, women, and kids, in all your favorite styles. So just slip in to Skechers slip-ins. It's just that easy. Find slip-ins for the whole family at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Past the hour, I say with a smile in my voice, happy to have on board here Nick Miles from our AutoExpert.com. He is a very cool dude with cool messages. He has a cool life, travels all over the world to find out about new cars. He's in Munich, Germany as we speak. And so what are you reviewing, sir, in Munich? It's got to be, obviously, let's see, an Audi, a Volkswagen, a Mercedes. What else is built in Germany?
BMWs, Minis.
Yeah. All right.
It's the international auto show here. The world's auto show. Yes, the Germans are revealing their wares to the world.
So what are you going to see there that you couldn't see at the Chicago Auto Show, the LA Auto Show, or the New York Auto Show?
New Mini. The brand new BMWs and new Mercedes. That they'll be unveiling. So they're really the cars of the future. What we'll be seeing in the next, let's say, 2 or 3 years. Not cars that will be on sale, but sort of the flavors that will be coming in the next 5 or 6 years.
And how many of them are ridiculously electric?
Pretty much all of them. That's, you know, the way of the German future, I'm afraid.
Right, but hold on a second. I talked about my friend who owns 29 car dealerships here in Massachusetts and in New York. And we were talking about this the other day, how electric cars, anything that he has, is backing up. The inventory is backing up. They keep pushing these electric cars on the dealers. But he said 87% of the people that are buying cars now want an internal combustion engine. They're getting wise to what the future will hold. If you hold on to the car, this is what we have been talking about, Nick, since this began. 7 years, the battery's no good. In order to replace it, it'll cost you as much as the car's worth, so the car goes into the junkyard. And here we have more of the kinds of things the environmentalists are supposedly deaf against. So
I think Europe is in a different, this is a very big split between what Europe is doing, what Asia is doing, and what the United States is doing. We can't get over, in the United States, they can't get over this sort of 7.1% of people wanting or buying electric cars. Yet in Europe, in some places, it's over 50%. And so this real divide, it's strong. And that, in fact, we're seeing now, how everybody was going completely electric. They were now seeing platforms be designed that can also be gas again, because these car companies are realizing if they want to still do business in North America, they're going to have to sell gas cars.
Yep, they are. All right, you write in your website this week, ourautoexpert.com, about Shaquille O'Neal spending $350,000 to customize a Ferrari. Is that because he was so big and the Ferrari is so small? Why in the world would this guy even want to try to get into a Ferrari?
Yeah, poor Shaq, at over 7 foot tall, and he wants to be like every other NBA player and have a fancy car. when these two-seaters go by, Shaq doesn't fit in them. And so he saw this Ferrari that he really wanted, and he decided to go get it. But he had to have it customized, and by the time he had it customized, it cost him over $350,000. They had to take the soft top off, and they put a Tonto cover on it, and then they had to do all these different things. The car was actually, it was pretty much messed up. They actually took a fuel tank out and put a new lawnmower fuel tank in because they had to make so much space inside the car for his huge frame to get in, and they even had to take the driver's seat out and put a new driver's seat in because the original driver's seat wasn't wide enough to fit his frame in it. Do you remember the old Police Academy movies where Hightower sat in the rear seat of the car?
Yes.
Yeah, it was probably very much like that.
I can remember reading a book about John Wayne's life. He had a Pontiac station wagon, and because he was so tall, they had to, his daughter tells the story, actually, of them rebuilding or modifying the car, putting a higher roof over the driver's section so that he could get into the car and be comfortable. I thought that was kind of interesting. Yeah, how often
if you're a tall man in America or a tall lady in America, you have a hard time with a lot of cars because our cars are made by people who aren't as tall as most others in the world, especially the Japanese. So you have a hard time, and the Italians are very small. So you have to do it. Unfortunately, Shaq lost a lot of money. That car sold for about $60,000 at auction eventually.
Really?
So, sorry, fortune. Goodbye, fortune.
I think he probably could handle it. All right. Be safe. There's Nick Miles from ourautoexpert.com here on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.